Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Lauren P. Razor back again. So many of my friends have asked me to start over. And the good news is that I'm back better than ever with more philosophy, sense of humor, and God knows a sense of humor. Tonight we have an interesting topic. I know that they have this song out called Fake Friends. I have to come up with another word for people that I meet. I'll call them, they may not be friends. They may have other titles. They don't like the titles. And so the show tonight is going to be about what is a friend? And of course, as I'm laughing at it, of course, fake friends. And then we'll talk a little bit about the law, because some of you do have questions out there about some of the legal issues and what's going on in the world of law and razor. So the format of the show is actually to uplift, talk about topics that are important, to help hopefully educate, and to really create an environment where it's okay to fail. It is okay to make mistakes. It is okay to have bad judgment, and it's okay. Eventually, you'll learn from the mistakes that you make, and therefore, that'll make you a better person. I'm out and about this evening. I could not make it home to my location of where I rest my head. A lot of progress is being made in my personal life and in my lawyer life and in my even creative life. And you have to do what is in your heart and what is in your spirit and what makes you happy at the end of the day and no regrets at the end of your life. Because, you know, I'm getting a little older. I'm not going to say how old, but I'm going to shout out to everyone who was in my class at PS 186, or not 186, well, we'll start at 186, Gail Edwards, Edith Russell, Sheila Carter, all you guys out there. And then at the junior high school level, it was Wendy Johnson. And if I didn't mention you, I didn't forget you, but as I get older a little bit, I might forget a little bit. So I do appreciate those who are going to be listening. You know, I'm going to tell you this. You have to help me out. I need a million listeners. Don't know why, but I would like to have a million listeners. And then, you know, we can move on to make this a bigger and better a show where we can have a show that gives advice. Not commercially driven, and we can be serious about various topics. So, I, you know, topics are based on, in many ways, what you go through. You know, the best and an honest way to deal with a topic is certainly you having the experience and overcoming the experience of your topic. So it's overcoming the experience, having a better understanding of who you are and where you are in the world. And that's basically a lot of times where I'm coming from at this stage. And hopefully it is on the same track as I've been on for a while, down a little bit because of the business practice of law. And various other personal reasons where the show, we put the show down for a minute. But now we're back with, like I said, we'll talk a little bit about law and what's going on out there. You know, sometimes the topics will switch and change to political and to political issues. Obviously, Donald Trump is in the White House, and that always is a sense of discussion because it's always something that's going on. It's very chaotic. And how do you deal with chaos You know, how do you live in chaos and the world is going to heck on a roller coaster? I send my condolences to one of the folks that assist me in being a better person. I send my condolences to a wonderful Cohen who lost his daughter, 30 years old, in Texas. They are at a wake now as we speak. And those of you who have lost loved ones, my condolences to all. And we have a prayer for you. And it's important that you know that there'll be a better day. Right now, I know this pastor and the individual that works with me is going through a lot right now. But time, hopefully, will heal some of the wounds. Hopefully, that's what will happen. So the topic is friends. And, you know, I was talking to the producer who's helping me with this and encouraging me. That's one of the definitions of a friend. A friend encourages you. And what we're looking at now is, you know, if you look at your phone and someone's not texting you or calling you back, you feel this void. So I feel like we're setting our young people up and older people up for this anxiety-ridden world. You know, if people don't call you back, if people don't respond to you, you begin to, you know, create an environment of friends. So you have friends on Facebook. You got to have 1,000. How many friends do you have? 4,000, 5,000 friends. You feel good about yourself. Popularity's going because you've got all these friends. And then, you know, So what I was told when we discussed the topic of friends, the most important thing is how we loosely, in this society, loosely use the word friend. We kind of confuse it for every meeting that we have, and we get this likable feeling. And some way, somehow, that likable feeling of a person, whatever that is in your mind, develops morph into a friend. And then oftentimes you're disappointed in your friends, just like every other relationship, whether it's marriage, whether it's with your children, whatever it is, the relationship becomes disappointing, because you never did your homework when it comes to developing friends. And this is why more than 50% of marriages end in divorce. Why? Because we don't take the time to really develop what relationships are. And here we are trying to, you want to develop a friend, and oftentimes developing a friendship takes more time. It's not like, matter of fact, I'm sitting in front of Wendy's. I pulled over because I couldn't make it home. So I want to make the point of developing a friend is not like, I'm laughing because I know people that encourage me and know what I'm interested in doing will know that this is fun and we can learn and we can have a good time in doing it. So I'm watching the menu of the Wendy's, and I want to give a shout out absolutely to Supercut. I needed to get my hair done. And I, you know, I hate to say it, a desperate attempt. And Supercuts, you know, they washed, they blew it out in record-breaking time, 15 minutes, Yonkers. Sometimes there's a long line. I'm not trying to do commercials or anything, but they really helped me out so I could get out here and talk about friends. So as I'm looking at the fast food menu here, the people think that they can order friends like they order food. And everything has to be very expeditious, expedient. We want to have friends. So then I started, as the lawyer in me, this is why you want folks like me, myself, to argue with you in a way. Well, I don't want to argue because last time I argued. Anyway, we won't go into that. Many of us know what the facts are of those that situation. But anyway, being a lawyer, it's important that we develop a certain way of analyzing. So we always go to the books. We start off by going to the definition. What's the definition of friend? So I looked it up, thesaurus, in a dictionary online, and I was talking to a friend about it, and she was like, "Wow, that's really good." So the number one in a definition of friend, and we want you to listen up and share this with your children, share this with your friends, because you will save a lot of time and a lot of frustration and certainly a lot of energy and a lot of wasted time, although time is never wasted when you have a learning experience. But this definition, number one, first of all, friends is a noun. Those of you who are in school, a noun. A friend is a noun. A person whom one knows, comma, and trusts. Okay, that's not bad. Let's say that one more time. A person whom one knows, likes, and trusts. They repeat it again. A person whom one knows. Okay, let's get down to this. Let's break this down. How well do you know the person? How long did you get to know the person before you began to title them as a friend? How long? So when we say a person whom one knows a friend is, friendship is like any other relationship. Any other relationship. It really, really takes time. Maybe the relationship was meant to only be business. Maybe the relationship was never supposed to be on a personal level. Maybe that wasn't it. Maybe because there was mixed signals as to what kind of friendship would develop, that everybody has a different way of describing what a friend is. Business partner might be appropriate, business acquaintance, or an acquaintance. But friend may not be the title, because you cannot be a friend since you do not know. Oftentimes we marry, getting into that, we marry a person that we don't know. And I'm telling you, it ends up in divorce court more and more, and the percentages are higher and higher. Same thing, friendships are broken because you don't really know the person. Then it says, a person whom one knows, likes, and trusts. I mean, you have to test the friendship. You have to be cautious about a friendship, because the only way you know, first of all, you have to know the person. And how long did you know the person? You met them on Facebook, and that's your friend. Or the person does a couple of comments that you like, and that's your friend. Or you meet them at the office, and you believe, you go to lunch a few times, and you believe that's your friend. All of that is really jumping to a lot of conclusions without actually doing your homework. Trust. I thought about it. I said the only way you can have a friendship where there's trust is that the trust has to be tested. Can you trust the person that you're calling your friend? I laugh. I said to someone today, do you feel comfortable with leaving a mate in the room with one of your female acquaintances or your female friends? Or do you say in the back of your mind, I know that when I turn my back, my friend is going to make a move on my mate? Can that be a friend? And it's a person that you don't trust. And a person that you hardly know. And also, in terms of acquaintances, that might be the best title to it. But we don't like using that. I think we don't like using acquaintances because maybe it's the word is too long. Maybe we should call it quaint. That's my quaint. Opposed to saying friends, I think I'm going to say this is my good acquaintance. If I don't want to say acquaintance, I know today everybody changes around language, so I'm going to call them here is my good quaint, opposed to saying my good friend. So those are the things that are in a humorous way. Those are some of the things that we certainly can consider. And then they have another definition. Oh, this is another one. A person known well to another. Okay. That's a good one. How well do you know the person in order to call them a friend? You know where they grew up. You know their who they are, and also a person, it says, known well to another. Okay, how's that? Regarded with liking, affection, and loyalty. Oh, that's a good one. I tell you, that's a funny one. That's a good one. Loyalty. Friendship is about loyalty. It is about trust. Can I trust this friend? Can I trust this individual? Individual loyal. And what does it mean? It means that when you get into a tough situation, will your friend immediately take the other person's side and throw you under the bus? I'm not saying that at another time that person can tell you the truth. Every instance, does this person who you call a friend throw you under the bus at will? And then a friendship is like any relationship that has to be developed. So a friendship is about technically about another type of relationship where intimate, it's their liking. You have to like each other. You have to regard each other with a liking. How about this? It says, This is the best one I've seen, and I like this one here. This was funny. A person who is on good terms with another, a person who is not hostile. Anyone who knows me knows, well, boy, I know that one. If you're finding that your so-called acquaintances are hostile, therein, I think I've answered my own question. Those who know the things that I've gone through knows that I'm probably going to lose several friends at this point. I'm realizing anyone who's hostile towards you, cuts you off. Let's see, anytime you do something, you know, they're upset with you, and just everything you do, there's jealousy and hostility, and there's no peace. You can't be friends. You can choose your friend. You can choose your mate. You don't have to stick with a person to be their friend if they don't meet the criteria that you're looking for. You see, whomever you're developing a friendship with, you have to develop what you're looking for. It's not what just they're looking for. Can they supply you with what you're looking for? And that it has to go both ways. What are you looking for in a friendship? And what are they looking for in a friendship? And does it match? You know, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you can be colleagues, and that's it. Or when they get in trouble, really deep trouble, or you can lend your professional and legal help to them. But you can't do much, much more because, and this is not specific to anyone. It was just I've heard the song Fake Friends. Then I began to look up the issue on Facebook about Facebook friends. And then I began to say, let's take a look at what friendship absolutely means. I'm going to take a short break and diverge into what I really do, and that's called practicing law. I have been a practicing lawyer for more than I would probably want to say, but it is 5 years, and I am still standing, and there's a certain feeling that I have to be a lawyer for the length of time that I've had and to survive in this legal system. I'm still fighting on several battles, but some of the questions that have been asked of me, of course, deal with the federal issues of Donald Trump and some of the things that he's doing. My understanding is Hawaii, and let me just get say this to you as an aside out there. You know, people were talking about not voting for Hillary and taking sides with this one and that one and whose side are they taking. It's not the issue of the president. It's the issue of their policies. It's not about whether she wore pantsuits or whether she wore her hairstyle you didn't like, which actually I didn't. But she's had better looks than that. But the fact of the matter is, it's about their appointments that you're looking for. It's about who they are appointing to the bench that can be there for a very long time. Appointments to the Supreme Court are lifetime appointments. This gentleman that is being considered for Supreme Court nominee, he's 47. So if he wanted to, he will be on that bench, 30, 40, 50 years, depending on his perception. The Supreme Court bench can be very hostile, can be anti-civil rights. So we have to be more sophisticated in why we're voting and not more guttural feeling. Everything, many times in America, it's about our feeling. It's about this facade that we have. We like the outside of people, opposed to understanding what it really means to have a Hillary Clinton. In addition to that, one has to understand that there's a Congress, there's a Senate, there's a House of Representatives, which also means that, you know, you don't just get to do anything you want. You have to go through various houses, various committees, the Senate, the Congress votes on some of the bills that you're attempting to pass. This was a no-brainer. if there was going to be a Republican House, if there was going to be a Republican Senate, just like it is now, then 9 chance out of 10, Clinton wouldn't have passed much. There would have been anyway. So there would have been no harm, just like the former President Barack Obama had a tough time over his 8 years. Let's be real. Hillary Clinton, no matter what she tried to get through, depending on the House and the Senate and whether it was going to be Democrat or Republican, she was going to be in for a rude awakening. She might have had a better chance because of her stature around the world. And Bill Clinton, a former president, as her husband, I think she would have had a better shot than this numbskull who we call president in the White House. I find it so demeaning that our country voted for. But I do understand why, because there is a frustration out here, and they were taking out their frustration. Also, I think it's sexist. Between racism and I don't know if dumbism is a word, but let's put that in there. Racism, sexism, and dumbism, because those three combinations of what is what put us in the White House, what put this person in the White House. So that's pretty much how I see it. You can always call the law office of Lauren P. Razor. I will give you a free consultation. I'm at 914-80. I have a plethora of experience. And in the future, I will be holding workshops on various topics that affect the community. Currently, I am going to be engaged in a trial that has high stakes from the city of Mount Vernon. And I pray that we are successful in our endeavor and in our fight for justice for Rasai McLean. And God bless him and his family that are fighting hard for him. And we will, my colleague Pam Hayes and I, will lead the battle around April 11th or 12th to try to get Justice McLean. So tonight, I thank you for listening in. You have heard the new show, and I hope that you will get rid of all of your fake friends and make a greater judgment to save you heartache and pain. Next week, our topic will be staying focused. I covered this once before, but I want to be focused on covering it once again. So next week, keeping your eye on the prize and stay focused. Good night and have a good, safe, and healthy week.